There was a time for each of you when you knew nothing of Amida's vow and did not say the name of Amida Buddha. But now, guided by the compassionate means of Shakyamuni and Amida, you have begun to hear the vow. Formerly, you were drunk with the wine of ignorance and had a liking only for the three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance. But since you have begun to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually awakened from the drunkenness of ignorance, gradually rejected the three poisons, and come to prefer at all times the medicine of Amida Buddha. Good morning, Dharma friends of White Way radio program. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you. This morning, I would like to talk about a question that I sometimes receive. It is about the teaching of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. Once a lady asked me, "Sensei, I learned that Amida Buddha is always watching over us. If I do good things, he will save me. If I do bad things, he will not save me. I must be a good person. Is my understanding correct?" This is the question that I was asked. She asked me if her understanding is correct. What do you think? As you know, our altar is Amida Buddha. We always put our hands together in front of Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is the Buddha who is always thinking about us and will certainly save us with his wisdom and great compassion. If we do something bad, what will he do? Do you think he will abandon us? In Japan, when some parents strictly teach a child important manners, they sometimes say, "そんなことをしたら罰が当たる," which means, if you do something wrong, you will incur punishment. For example, when a child wastes food, uses something roughly, or says bad things, parents say, "You will incur punishment." This idea is from bad cause produces a bad effect. Actually, Buddhism doesn't talk about punishment. Buddhism talks about the law of cause and effect, or what goes around comes around. For example, if someone is nice to us, we would also want to be nice to that person. It may be easy to understand this example. On the contrary, if we do something bad to another person, that person would get mad. This is also from the law of cause and effect. However, Amida Buddha never abandons us or never gives us punishment, even if we do something wrong. Once I read a nice story which would give me a lesson about Amida Buddha's working. This story is about a man who likes drinking. He always enjoys drinking, but he sometimes turns nasty when he drinks. One day, he drank too much. Then he started behaving violently. He started a quarrel with other people and uttered a loud voice in the street. Therefore, people avoided him. No one got closer to him. If we encounter such a situation, we would think it is very dangerous. However, a gentleman suddenly came from somewhere and approached a drunk. Then the gentleman tried to carry him. The drunk was still behaving violently, so it was hard for the gentleman to stop him. But he didn't give up and finally carried him in his bag and took him somewhere by force. Other people wondered why the gentleman did such a thing. Actually, the gentleman was the father of the man who was drunk. He heard that his son troubled others. He came immediately. This is the story that I heard before. Then the father's action in the story was compared with Amida Buddha's compassion. We usually think that the behavior of the drunk is not good. However, the father saved him because he worried about his son. Yes, the father felt sad, but he never abandoned his son. Likewise, Amida Buddha will certainly save us with his unconditional compassion. If we do something wrong, he worries about us more. He never abandons us and never gives us a punishment. This is Amida Buddha's compassionate working. His compassion is unconditional. However, we must be careful when we learn this teaching. If some people mistook in understanding this teaching, they might think, "Oh, Amida Buddha's compassion is unconditional, so I can do any kind of things." However, this is a misunderstanding. I share the story about the drunk. On the next day of the incident, he heard that his father helped him. At that time, he deeply regretted what he did. He didn't think that my father helped me yesterday. He can help me, so I can always drink and behave violently. He didn't have such a thought. He noticed his father's love for him. Then his behavior was changed. Even if we are careful, we would sometimes get mad, grumble, or trouble other people. If Amida Buddha doesn't save those people, it would be very hard for us to follow the guidance of Amida Buddha. However, Amida Buddha saves all of us with his unconditional compassion. Through remembering this teaching, we can live our daily lives with self-reflection and gratitude. At the beginning of my message, I read Shinran Shonin's words. I will read it again. There was a time for each of you when you knew nothing of Amida's vow and did not say the name of Amida Buddha. But now, guided by the compassionate means of Shakyamuni and Amida, you have begun to hear the vow. Formerly, you were drunk with the wine of ignorance and had a liking only for the three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance. But since you have begun to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually awakened from the drunkenness of ignorance, gradually rejected the three poisons, and come to prefer at all times the medicine of Amida Buddha. Shinran Shonin also said, "When we reflect on the establishment of the vow, we find that the Buddha, without abandoning sentient beings in pain and affliction, has taken the directing of virtue to them as foremost, thus fulfilling the mind of great compassion." This morning, I delivered my message, sharing the story of a drunken man and his father. And this is one of my favorite stories, and I remembered it because tomorrow is Father's Day. Amida Buddha is always guiding us with his wisdom and compassion. Let us live our everyday lives with the teaching of Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.